भगवान की श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की श्री गोपाल जी नाथ जी की श्री श्री गौर निथाई की श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री रामनवमी महामहोत्सव की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So thank you everybody for and great gratitude to all of you to allow me to be with you on this auspicious day of Prabhu Ramchandra's appearance day. So today we are reading from Sri Ramayana Yuddha Kand chapter 18 verse 33. Sukradeva prapannoyam तवास्मीति च याचते अभयं सर्वदा तस्मै ददामि एतद्व्रतं मम। सकृदेव प्रपन्नोऽयं तवास्मीति च याचते अभय सर्वदा तस्मै अभयं सर्वदा तस्मै ददामि एतद्व्रतं मम। सकृद् एव प्रपन्नोऽयं तवास्मीति च याचते अभयं सर्वदा तस्मै ददामि एतद्व्रतं मम। प्रपन्नोऽयं तवास्मीति च याचते अभयं सर्वदा तस्मै ददामि एतव्रतं मम। सकृतेव प्रपन्नोऽयं प्रवासीनि च याचते अभयं सर्वभूतानि एतदद्भुतम्। लेडीज सकृदेव प्रपन्ने याचते अभयं सर्वदा तस्मै ददामि एतद्व्रतं मम। सकृदेव प्रपन्नोऽयं तवास्मीति च याचते अभयं सर्वदा तस्मै ददामि एतद्वतं मम। हरे कृष्ण। This is the verse quoted by Srila Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And what is given in Ramayana is a little different. In the last line it says, Abhayam Sarva Bhutebhyo Tadami Etad Vratam Mama. It means same thing actually. Abhayam Sarvada and Abhayam Sarva Bhutebhyo. Sakrod once only. Eva, certainly. Prapannaha, surrendered. Ya, anyone. Who, tava, yours. Asmi, I am. Iti, thus. Cha, also. Yachate, praise. Abhayam, fearlessness. Sarvada, always. Tasmai, unto him. Dadami, I give. Etat, this. Vratam, vow. Mama, my. Translation. It is my vow that if one only once seriously surrenders unto me, saying, my dear Lord, from this day I am yours, and prays to me for courage, I shall immediately award courage to that person and he will always remain safe from that time on. Quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 22, the process of devotional service, verse number 34. This verse gives such a hope to all of us. This promise from the Lord, in the most hopeless and fallen condition of material life, gives such hope. It only requires little desire, little courage to bring us to the Lord and say it once from the heart. And with faith, we will get the benefit. Because each and every verse that is there in scriptures, it reveals to us as it is, if there is faith in that. If there is no faith, then there may be thousands of verses, we will just take it as fiction, or maybe imagination, or maybe just to encourage people, it's not the truth actually. For example, in Ramayana, in 5th chapter, 65 verse, it is said, Satajanmarachitai papai sadhya eva vimochitaha sahastrakula sanyuktai prayanti paramam padam. One gets freed at once from sins accumulated in 100 lifetimes, and with thousands of generations of relatives one will attain, if one hears Ramayana with faith and devotion, then one gets freed at once from sins accumulated in 100 lifetimes, and with thousands of generations of relatives, one will attain the highest destination of Supreme Lord. Now one may just laugh at it. So just, what is the meaning of this? But the verse spoken by Narad Muni to Sanat Kumar, both are such a great personalities, they will not speak something which is not very important. So if we have faith in these words, then this will be revealed to us as it is. So in Ramayana Mahatmya, Narad Muniji is describing the glories of Lord Ram and the epic Ramayana in 5th chapter. And he is so ecstatic. He says, Ramayana is the best Shastra in 21st verse, he says. In 22nd verse, it is the best of all poetry one can recite. And in 34th verse, he says, one who hears Ramayana with concentration, ekagra chitta, and one who controls his senses while he is hearing Srimad Ramayana, he becomes Jitendriya. That means he takes a vrat, at least from those number of days. He will reach the supreme abode full of transcendental bliss and which is free from all fear. First he will get free from all fear, and then he will attain the supreme abode of the Lord. Then he gets more ecstatic in 51st verse, and he says, Rama namaiva 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 mama jivanam. Kalau nastyev 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 gatirannatha. The holy name of Lord Sri Ram is my life and soul. Is my life and soul, and only my life and soul. There is no other salvation, no other salvation, no other salvation for the people in Kali Yuga. And we say, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kavilam. Kalau nastyev 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 gatirannatha. But are non-different verses. So this is the power of the Ram Leela. This is the power of Lord Ram's name, Lord Ram's pastimes, and as much as that, the power of Lord's abode also. At the same time, to glorify, of course there are about 25 verses. Narad Muni speaks one after another. And he gives benefits of hearing Ramayana once, then twice, then thrice, then I have taken the ninth verse. I mean ninth in the sequence, which says that if you hear with concentration and with faith, then we will go back to Godhead. So then Ramayana, then Narad Muni tells one story to emphasize that. So there is a story of Kalika Vyadha and Uttanka Muni. And this, of course, a long story, but I will cut it short. This Kalik Vyad, hunter, he was like Jagai and Madai in one sense. He would commit sinful activities which people would not commit in years together for all their lifetimes, you know, all together. He would commit in one day. He would had all his quota like Jagai and Madai. So one day he goes to a city. He was a plunderer basically. He was a thief. So he goes to one city with full of opulences where everybody would be decorated with jewels and ornaments and costly dresses and palaces and temples filled with golden shikharam. So he goes to one temple in that village, in that city, Nagaram, and decides that I will just plunder this temple. And by the way, when he enters temple, he saw a great sage, Uttanka Muni, sitting there in deep meditation. In worshipping the Lord. So he ignores him, and in the middle of the night, later on he waits, and when it becomes dark, he plunders all the wealth of the Lord, the jewelry of the Lord. And while going by, he just bumps against this Swamiji. So he feels, why is he here? So he just puts his foot on his chest, takes out his sword, and he's about to cut off his head. So that time Uttanka Muni, out of great compassion, he says, why are you wasting your life? You can cut my head. But I can see your destiny is in doom. You're going to ruin your life. And you know, when somebody speaks with great compassion, it affects the heart, because everybody is, by the way, originally the spirit soul, part and parcel of the Lord. So by the power of purity and the power of compassion of Uttanka Muni, suddenly the heart of this Kalika Vyad changes. And he says, I'm very sorry, my Lord. I'm very sorry. Please forgive me. I was doing such a heinous activity. I have been doing all the time. By your mercy, my eyes have opened. Please forgive me. And please show me what I can do to get relieved of all these sins that I have done. So he says, and he surrenders to the Muni. So Uttanka Muni advises him that you hear Ramayana for 9 days in the month of Chaitra. So immediately, in the first Chaitya month comes, he sits and hears Ramayana with great attention, prayer, care, devotion, sincerely. At the end of 9th day, when he hears Ramayana, he leaves his body, he dies. All his sins are eradicated, he gets totally freed from sins and dies at once in the 9th day. And what happens is that aeroplane from Vaikuntha comes. There are many damsels from spiritual world on that, requesting him to come. So, Kalika Vyad, who is now a liberated Vaikuntha man, circumambulates Uttanka Muni with great love and devotion. All the demigods shower flowers on him, and he ascends to the Divya Dham, glorifying and expressing gratitude, glorifying the Uttanka Muni, Lord Ram, and expressing his gratitude to Uttanka Muni. So this is what Narad Muni explains. And there are unlimited glories of Lord Sri Ram's. The basic point to conclude and to take essence of that is that by hearing the Lord's pastime, one gets freed from all fear first. The mind is free from fear. All anxieties will be vanquished. All the sinful desires, sinful activities and fruits of sinful activities also will be vanquished, eradicated. And one will develop love for Lord Ram and finally attain the kingdom of Lord. at the end of his life. So let us take a little detour. Definitely we'll describe the appearance of Lord Ram. But Lord Ram, the whole story of Lord Ramchandra is based on sacrifice and compassion for others. Hardly any time it is, even Hanumanji also explains that only I saw you apparently peaceful in Chitrakoot for some time. Rest all time only suffering, you know, sometimes with wife, sometimes without wife, sometimes banished, sometimes in forest, sometimes fighting, it's all sangarsha, the struggle apparently, and no personal happiness in one sense. So Lord is Atmaram, he is always in bliss within himself. But for the sake of delivering the world while performing pastimes, we can see that the Lord is sacrificing so much. For the loka maryada, he had to give up his wife sometimes. Then he has to prove his wife's chastity in front of the whole public. It causes so much of pain. And not only Lord Ram, whoever has associated, who has come with, in the association of Lord Ram, who has come with him, that is Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, they have also individually have contributed their part of sacrifice in assisting the Lord to exhibit his beautiful pastimes. Look at the sacrifice of Bharat. Bharat could have been in the kingdom when at least it was ordered for him. You remain in kingdom, run the kingdom on my behalf and rule the kingdom. But he said, no, I will also eat roots, wear tree bark, not accept any city or the kingdom's benefits, royal benefits. I will stay in the hut outskirts of Ayodhya in Nandigram, stay in the hut, walk barefoot, keep fast, only Kandamool I will take and worship your lotus chapels or footwear. Sri Lakshman, he was not banished, but he wanted to go. He didn't sleep. All throughout the 14 years he didn't sleep. Nidra Devi came to him and told him, you sleep. Apparently I am assuring you by my power, Nidra Devi says, by my power, every living entity which is supposed to be dangerous now for you, against whom you are guarding, they all are asleep now. Lord Ram is also asleep. There is no danger, I guarantee you. Now you can take some rest because I know your eyes are red like coal because of lack of sleep. You see, Lord Lakshman says, no, I cannot sleep. It's my duty to stay. He would not even sit with his base on the ground. He would sit in Virasan. Virasan is very, you know, alert position. It's not like you are relaxed, like cushion behind. So he said, you go to, if you want to really bless somebody, you go to my wife, who is in Ayodhya. So he goes, Nidra Devi goes, she goes and she meets Urmila Devi. And she is sitting there, also not sleeping. So she says, please sleep, my dear Devi. So she says, no, I cannot sleep. When my husband is awake in serving his master, I cannot sleep. You give me one boon that my husband should not remember me even once while he is serving Lord Ram in the exile. Imagine the level of sacrifice, the focus that they have to please and serve the Lord. And what is Shatrughna's sacrifice? He also loved Ram so much. He says, no, my Bharat, my dearmost Bharat is in service to Lord Ram and I should be here to assist him. But anyway, one brother has gone with him. If I also go with Lord Ram or I do something else, then we'll take care of my brother Bharat. So he's there. So everybody is in competition to do sacrifice to please the Lord. Not only please the Lord, to fulfill the mission of the Lord, the desire of the Lord, for which the Lord is doing all these things. So Ramayana is essentially a message for doing sacrifices for each other, for devotees, for the Lord's sake, to fulfill the mission of the Lord and Guru. And that is most wonderful, inspiring situation if we can accept in our lives. That will please the Lord very much. The Lord can thousands of years, you know, remain in such kind of situation. He's so much in sacrificing mood for others that when this verse took place in Yuddhakand, that means already the war is about to begin and the Vibhishan is coming. Vibhishan comes and then everybody discusses that why is he coming? He is the brother of our enemy. It's all plot. Sugriv says you should kill him. There is no question. No chances to be taken. Already we are in difficulty. So everybody's paramarsh is taken. And then it comes to Hanuman in the end. Hanuman says, no, no, I know him very well. He was the only one who was chanting Lord Ram's name in his hut in the middle of the kingdom of Rakshasas where Ravan is ruling. He had that much courage. And Ravan came one day to his hut and he saw Ram, Ram, Ram everywhere in the hut. How dare you in my kingdom write my enemy's name? So Bibhishan said, no, my lord, it is your name only. Ra is Ravan, Ma is Mandodari. I am only writing your name. And when Hanuman was searching for Ravan and for Sita, he also was attracted to the sound of Ram, the holy name, Ram, Ram, Ram. So he entered in that hut. And he saw Shankar Chakra Padma Gada at the entrance of this hut. And he saw Vibhishan chanting the holy name with so much of courage in the middle of the dynasty of Rakshasas. You know. So that time, Hanumanji glorifies him. So Lord Ram says, please get him. Then that time he says this, if one person surrenders to me, in whatever, he may be my enemy, my friend, he may be a crooked person, but he comes to me and takes my shelter and once says, I am yours, my lord. This time I want to offer myself to you. I am yours, my lord. Tava asmiti. I protect him from all the living entities. All the living entities, I will protect him from all the fear. I'll make him free of fear. He says, this is not just one time. This is my promise for lifetime. This is my life vrata. Jivan vrata. Not that is because I'm in the war now, Vibhishan has come. I'm saying this dialogue for once time. Once, only once. This is my life, mission of my life. So then afterwards, Vibhishan is accepted. And immediately Vibhishan accepted, Lord Ram within few minutes says, I will give you kingdom of Sri Lanka. I'll make you the king of Sri Lanka. That means assuming that Ravan will be killed. And then Lord also says in the discussion that even if Ravan comes today and says, I'm sorry, I give your wife back, I made a mistake and I surrender to you, please forgive me. I will accept Ravan also. So then Hanumanji asked, if suppose Ravan comes behind him now, and now already you have promised him that you will give Lanka. So what will happen to Ravan? He said, I will give my Ayodhya to Ravan. He said, my dear Lord, your brother is already there, Bharat. What will you give him? So he said, I will give him Vaikuntha to rule. So then, my Lord, where you will go? You are supposed to be also my eldest brother, Jeshta Bhrata. So I will stay in the hearts of all my devotees. This is our Lord, you know. So loving. I mean, so, where you get such personality? And this personality who is our friend, who takes us as his friends, he's not an ordinary person, you know. He is Supreme Lord, he is the owner of everything. All that one can think of doing, he can do. He is the creator of everything, he is the owner of everything. Everything is in control. And he is saying this. If some beggar says this, who cares, you know. Beggar, you want beggar in your heart. This personality, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, is assuring you that is, I will stay in the heart of my devotees. There is so much of love, there is so much of compassion, so much of care, so much of affection Lord is expressing by these lines. So, Ramayana is full of this kind of episodes where Lord is expressing his love, compassion with on the basis of sacrifice for everybody. So, now I will take you to Navadvip Dham. Just for a break. We go to Mamagachi, that is Modadrumadvipa. Lord Nityananda says Modadrumadvipa is not different from Ayodhya. And Lord Ramchandra and Sita Devi came there while they were in exile. And then there was one Vatavriksha, that is the banyan tree. Lord Ram told Lakshman to build Parnakuti there. So Lakshmanji made nice house made of leaves. And they started staying there. One day Lord Ram is sitting under the tree, which is inside the house, surrounded by the leaf house. And he is smiling to himself with closed eyes in deep meditation. So Sita Devi is looking at him and asking, my Lord, why are you smiling to yourself? So when he was walking also he was smiling, so he was thinking that he said the secret is that I will be coming in the forthcoming Kali Yuga as Lord Chaitanya. And I will dance in ecstasy, distributing the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I will flood this world, dancing in ecstasy and flood everybody's heart with love. I will be mad in ecstasy, I will make everybody mad. And I will take sannyas, I will come in yellow color, and as son of Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, and I will exhibit Vidyaras Leela, Pandit Leela, as Nimai Pandit. I will reveal the glories of Harinam. I will take sannyas in the course of time and go to Jagannath Puri. And my mother will cry with my wife in her arms. So that immediately alarmed Sita Devi. She said, why, my lord, you will take sannyas and why you will make your wife and mother cry like this? So he explains her the meaning of Sambhoga, that is the meeting, the milan, the union of the two beloveds. And then how it expands millionfold when there is separation, and how then the union after separation becomes so meaningful. He gives the glories of that Sambhoga and Vipralamba. And he said that who is Aditi, the mother of demigods, is now Kausalya, my mother in Ayodhya. And she will be Sachi Devi. And Sita, you will serve me as Vishnupriya. And you will worship my deity in separation and thus spread my glories. This is a very beautiful line Lord Ram is telling Sita. Because all of us have, you know, after Lord Chaitanya takes sannyas at 24, nobody talks about Vishnupriya. Only when we go to Dham, we see Vishnupriya Mandir and then Dhameshwar Gauranga Mahadev, Dhameshwar Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But we don't talk about her. But actually she is the basis behind all these glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She has supported and glorified Lord Chaitanya by her service to Lord Gauranga's deity in separation. And he said that Vata Vriksha in which we are staying now, it will disappear in the course of time, but will remain in Adrushya form, in the same place in the time of Kali Yuga also. He said this Navadvip Dham is non-different from Ayodhya, but more dear to me than Ayodhya also, and more glorious than Ayodhya. It's very, very dear to me. But my dear Sita Devi, please keep it confidential. Then Lord Ram Lakshman, they stayed there. Then what happened is, at Ramwat, many, many people used to come to visit Lord Ram. And Ishan Thakur, who was the associate of Vishnupriya Devi along with Mamsivadhan Thakur, after Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi left this world, they were staying with Vishnupriya. So this is Ishan Thakur's description that is given. Lord Nityananda also is explaining to Jiva all these things, and Ishan Thakur is explaining to Acharya Srinivas when he came to Navadvip Leela, Navadvip visit. He said, why this place is called Modadruma? Because when Lord Ram stayed here for whatever number of days, so many people came to see him, and whoever came to see him got freed from all fear and went in ecstasy by association of Lord Ram. So Druma is tree, this Vatavraksha, and Moda is happiness. That's why this Dvipa is called Moda Druma Dvipa. Today is called Mamagachi. So in bliss it is called as Moda Druma Dvipa. Now Sita asked many, many questions to Lord Ram here. This is now Ishan Thakur's description, extension of the description. Sita asked many, many questions of Lord Ram's future avatar, and he was asking, what kind of pleasure you will derive, my Lord, in dancing Hari Sankirtan? I want to know, what kind of pleasure is that which you will experience yourself? So Lord said, Sita Devi, please close your eyes. And as soon as she closed her eyes, she had the vision of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dancing in ecstasy, shedding tears of love like piston or syringe, and trembling in love. And eyes filled with tears. She was so in ecstasy. She saw Lord Chaitanya in Kishora form, not in sannyas form. She saw Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Leela, before sannyas. He had long cascading hair with golden effulgent body and lotus-like eyes, dancing in ecstasy. He saw everybody in Navadvip Dham dancing in ecstasy, and she fell unconscious and went in ecstasy. It is also explained that there is one devotee of Lord Ram whose name is Guhaka. We also call him Guha. Very great devotee of the Lord. He appeared in the same place of Modadruma later on as Sadananda Vipra Bhattacharya. And he was there when Lord Chaitanya took birth. When he saw Nimai taking birth under neem tree. And he had a feeling in his heart that this is my Lord Ram. And he was in ecstasy. He went back to his kutir and saw Lord Ram who was on this altar on Singhasan. And he started meditating on the Lord Ram in ecstasy. And he went into ecstasy and he fell asleep. He got a dream. In the dream, Lord Ram changed into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lakshman changed into Nityananda Prabhu. And they started dancing in ecstasy. And seeing that, Sudananda Vipra Bhattacharya also became in ecstasy. And then he got up from the dream and he came, ran to the house of Jagannath Mishra to again see the same form of the Lord who is now Lord Ram himself, he knows. Lord Ram told him in that vision, do not reveal this secret to anybody. So he moved to that place and went on observing the Lord for a whole lifetime. This secret of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nimai being non-different from Lord Ram, finally he revealed to Ishan Thakur when Sadananda Vipra was leaving his body. And that's how Ishan Thakur could explain this to Srinivas Acharya. This is the background. Then Thakur Bhakti Vinod went to Mamagachi. And he writes in his description that he went to the hut of Lord Ram at Modadruma, near that what. And he also had darshan of Sita, Ram, Lakshman. And he went in ecstasy, fell down in ecstasy, crying, his voice got choked up. And in that ecstatic situation, Lakshman came to him. Slowly he came to him and very gently he put his lotus hand on his back and head. And finally he put his lotus feet on the head of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then he said, in this forest, when we are in exile, we have no wealth. We only have fruits. So please take these fruits. This is the only wealth we have. Then Thakur Bhaktivinoda woke up from ecstasy. Sitaram Lakshman, they disappeared. And Thakur Bhaktivinoda ate those fruits. And he said in ecstasy, when will I again see Navadurva Leela? Navadurva is Lord Ram, who has the complexion of Durva grass, green grass. He is in ecstasy, he cried out, when will I again see Navadurva Leela? So, this is Lord Ram in Navadvipdham. Then Lord Ram left from this place after exile and he went to Jagannath Puri. And there is a river called Suvarnarekha. At the bank of this river, Lord Ram established Rameshwar Mahadev. And thus revealing Rameshwar Dham in Jagannath Puri. And from there, it is described that he went to Dandakvan. Now this is not given in Ramayana, this is given in the other descriptions of other devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then let us go to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sri Krishna is performing pastimes in Kamevan. It is a place for Lord Gaucharan Leela, also Madhura Leela. So one time Lord is sitting in Lord Ram, Lord Krishna and Balaram and Gopis and everybody are together in Kamevan. So then Radharani is asking Krishna, we have heard that you are Lord Ram in the past. So Sri Krishna says, I am a simple coward boy, son of Nanda Maharaj. This is what you are saying is not true. So he acted like that. So Radharani got said, no, we have heard. We have got proof and we have heard from authorities that you are Lord Ram and your brother was Lakshman in the past time. So, no, it is not true. I am a simple coward boy and a simple friend of yours. Please don't. I am not Lord. And Radharani said, see, don't act smart. If you do not show your form of Lord Ram, we will stop talking to you. And do you know when either coward boys or any gopi or Radharani tells this to Krishna, ki, we will not talk to you or meet you. It's the biggest dhamki that ever anybody can give Lord Ram. Lord Krishna. I mean, he leaves everybody. Sudamata is shouting at him. Come, Baba is waiting for you. But if coward boys say that you are losing the game and at the right opportune time you want to leave in the name of your father's lunch, will not take you tomorrow. He will run back and play. Even to lose also he will come and play. So with this threat, he said, close your eyes. So all the gopis became, audience at one side. And they closed their eyes. So now you open your eyes. And they saw
Sri Krishna turned into Lord Ram, the green colored complexion, the bow and arrow in hand. And his brother Balram has turned into Lakshman. And all the coward boys have become monkeys. And they are all doing their pastimes. And then Lord Ram goes to one place and he establishes Shivalinga and he worships and establishes Rameshwar there. And then they come out and then suddenly a big ocean-like water collection appears there to the surprise of all the gopis. And then all the monkeys work together very hard and put stones and build a long bridge. Not as many days as Lord Ram took. Within few minutes they build the bridge. And as soon as the bridge is completed, all the coward boys who are monkeys and Lord Ram and Lakshman, they cross the ocean and go to the other side and suddenly, ha 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 ha, a ten-headed monster comes out. And the Lord Ram takes one arrow and kills Ravan and they repeat, Jai Sri Ram, Jai Sri Ram. And the voice comes, open your eyes, or close your eyes. And open your eyes again. And all the gopis close their eyes and open their eyes. And again, Lord Ram has now turned into Krishna. Lakshman is turned into Balram. All the coward boys are back in coward boys form. But Rameshwar, ocean, Setubandha and Sri Lanka is all there only. So this is how Lord revealed himself as Lord Ram in Kamevan. So today also we go, we see Setubandha, Rameshwaram, ocean and Sri Lanka. In remnants of course, but we see, when first time I had gone there, I was in total, I can't explain to what thrill I felt, you know, to see that in the middle of nowhere there is a row of stones all the way going in one direction in the forest. Such a thrilling experience. Another time, Lord Krishna came and other Kalpa himself boasted that, you know, in the past life I was Matsya, I was Kurma, I was Varaha, I was Narsingha. He said, you are a thief. You go to Gopi's house and steal things. So you want to see? Yes, yes, I want to see. We all want to see. So like a tussle. And he exhibited the same pastime. Another pastime, he brought Sita back from Sri Lanka. So Radharani became Sita and Lord Ram, Krishna became Ram and the couple came back to from Sri Lanka. So this is the Leela of Kamevan. Then Lord Ram appears in Vrindavan, the Vrindavan forest. How? When Tulsidas ji came to Vrindavan, he came to, all of you may be knowing, there is Gopeshwar Mahadev and there is Katyani Peet and Lala Babu Temple, and you go further, Tekrirani Mandir, and there is a place of Tulsi Ram Darshan Mandir, which is owned by the Acharya of Sapta Devalaya, who is authorized Acharya of the seven temples of Vrindavan. His name is Pranavallabh Goswami. He owns that place now. And he has done the Asti Visarjan of Radhana Swami's mother in Jamuna. He is the authority Acharya in Vrindavan. So the Leela there, when Tulsidasji came there, he saw Radha Shyam Sundar's beautiful deities over there. He was so happy to see. But he said, I will not bow down to you unless you accept bow and arrow. So the pleasure of Tulsidasji, Lord Krishna, the deity turned into green colored deity with bow and arrow in hand. And Radharani turned to Sita Devi's form. And then Tulsidasji bowed down and glorified Lord Ram in Vrindavan. Also in Navadvip, Lord Ram appeared in Sat Prahar Leela, in 21 hours Mahaprakash Leela. And Murari Gupta came and said, Murari, see, your beloved Lord here now. So immediately Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned and Sita Devi appeared, Lakshman appeared. And when Murari Gupta saw that, he went in ecstasy, fell unconscious. Another time Lord Chaitanya said, Murari, you are Hanuman. See, the tail coming out of you. So he saw behind, big tail coming out, he started jumping, Jai Sri Ram, Jai Sri Ram. Like that. So this is how also he appeared in Navadvip Dham. So Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan and Mayapur, all places Lord Ram has appeared. Now we come to the appearance of Lord Ram. There was a rishi called Vibhandak, who gave birth to Rishyashringa. And the way he kept him in the forest, that he will not see any man or any woman except Vibhandak Muni, his father. He kept him in such a way, he didn't see any other. So he only associated with his Agni, through Agnihotra, and his father. Only two things. And all that life he was brought up in deep memory of the Lord, in cultivation of Krishna consciousness, and we became young. In the course of time, King Romapad, you know, we have heard the story of Romapad, very famous king. He did some mistake in following dharma. Some dharma aparadhi does. As an effect of that, his kingdom lost all rain. There was dushkal. His gurus, Rajgurus advised him that if Rishyashringa is brought, because he is such a pure of soul, he has not even seen anybody else except his father. Forget about women or anything else. He only eats raw herbs and roots in the village, in the forest. So I feel he is eligible person. Even if he comes and his feet touch your kingdom, rains will come. It's a long story how Vivandak Muni was away and he sent some beautiful girls whom he thought that they are different kind of men, different kind of, you know, human beings. And they allured him and they brought him to Angadesh of Romapad, King Romapad. As soon as he came, rains came. So immediately after that, Romapad brought his daughter Shanta Devi and married Rishyashringa and started staying there only. In the course of time, Romapad and Dasharatha Maharaj were close friends. You know, I read yesterday with my surprise, Dasharatha Maharaj was already 60,000 years old with no progeny. And he is worried what to do. So he approached Vasishtha Muni and discussed with him. Several times he had discussed in the past. But this time more seriously he comes and disturbs, Maharaj, please let me know what I can do. Can I do Ashwamedha Yajna, something I can do? So Vasishtha Muni gives blessings. All the rishis. It is said that Dasharatha Muni had 8 great sages as his advisors, like Jabali Muni and Vasishtha Muni. There are so many names are there. The great sages were his advisors, his worshipable Vaishnavas. They all gave blessings. Yes, you can prepare for Ashwamedha. And then elaborate chapters are there how Dasharatha Maharaj performed this Ashwamedha Yajna, went in 4 directions, conquered them, and finally he was successful. He was very much worried that no Brahma Rakshas should contaminate our Yajna and make it unsuccessful. So all precautions were taken. And then after that, for that Ashwamedha Yajna, he brought Rishyashringa Muni from Romapad Maharaj, explaining to him the situation. So Shanta Devi and Rishyashringa Muni came to Ayodhya and they performed the Ashwamedha Yajna. Then Rishyashringa Rishi told Dasharatha Maharaj that now I will do Putra Kamishti Yajna for you. And then you will get 4 sons as a result of that. The beautiful descriptions of how Rishyashringa Swami Muni performed this Putra Kamishti Yajna. Putra Kama Ishti. With the desire of having son. And a great effulgent, little dark color personality with great ornaments and personality appeared. And he said, I have brought for you the kheer made by demigods as prasad of this yajna. Please take it and distribute to your wives. So it is explained that Dasharatha Maharaj took that pot of, he was thrilled actually because that kheer was itself so effulgent and so ecstatic even to hold the pot in hand, golden pot. He went to the Antapur and he gave half to Kaushalya. Then the remaining half he divided into 2 and he gave one half of that to Sumitra. That means 1/4 of the whole amount gave to Sumitra. Then he went to Kaikeyi and the remaining 1/4 he made into half and gave it to Kaikeyi. And then he thought for a while and the remaining 1/8 he gave it to Sumitra again. That's what explained in Ramayana. All 3 became pregnant with effulgent fetuses in their womb. When they conceived in the course of time, the beautiful expansion of the Lord, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha and Pradyumna, this chakra vyuha. It is explained that when Putra Kamishti was about to be performed, all the demigods went to the Lord. Brahma first, and Brahma took them to, Brahma was discussing with them, how the demigod telling, Indra was heading all the discussion, that you see this Ravan is so ferocious, so strong, so powerful, you know, blessed by Brahmaji to the extent of, you know, over blessing. And he is misusing all the blessings and he is making our life horrible, harassing us like anything. We are all running away from him and he is harassing. Purposely he is making us do menial services and menial things. Vayudev is controlled by him, sun is controlled by him. Yamraj also apparently got defeated. Of course, he was told to retrieve, go behind. But everybody appears helpless in front of him. What to do, my lord? Our life is miserable. Please do something for us. At the same time, the Kamala Nayani, Lord Vishnu appeared there, sitting on Garuda. He said, yes, I bless all of you. I will soon come. My four prathak prathak, different forms will appear in the dynasty of Dashrath Maharaj in the Raghu Vamsha. And I will kill Ravan, but I also order you that all of you should appear in three dynasties. One is Riksha dynasty, that is Bhalu. One is Langur dynasty, and one is Monkey dynasty, Vanara dynasty. In these three dynasties, you all strategically give your amshas and appear there. And I will also appear in human form, because I know one thing, Ravan condemns human beings and doesn't give any value to them. So he has not asked Abhay from Brahma, from human beings, and everything else he has asked for. So I will appear in the human form, which is insignificant in the eyes of Lord, in the eyes of Ravan. And you all come as monkeys, and will in the course of time destroy the whole Rakshas dynasty, not only existing dynasty, but their sons and grandsons also will destroy. This is what Lord Vishnu guarantees them. Then Suryadev gave birth to Sugriva, Indra gave Vali, Brihaspati gave to Tar, and Kuber gave to Gandhamadan birth. Vishwakarma came as gave birth to Nala, as son, provided. Agnidev son was Nila. Ashwini Kumar gave sons as Mainda and Vivida. Varuna gave Sushena as his contribution. Parjanya gave Sharabha and Vayudev as Hanumanji. So Hanumanji ki jai. Yajna was completed and kheer was given and they became pregnant, and they remained pregnant for six rutus. That means each rutu is 2 months, and six rutus is equal to 12 months. After 12 months of pregnancy, everybody was very highly awaiting the beautiful day of the appearance of Lord. On the day in the month of Chaitra, in Shuddha Paksha, in the first fortnight, bright fortnight, on the Navami Tithi, that is today, when Nakshatra was Punarvasu, when Lagna was Karka, and when Sun, Mangal, Shani, Guru and Shukra were in their highest position, Uchasthan, you know, in the horoscopy there is Uchcha and Nichasthan, they were in the highest position. And in Lagna, Brihaspati and Chandra Devata was in the highest union, in highest position. Such an auspicious constellation, Lord Ram appeared in the house of Dasharatha and Kausalya. Lord Ram appeared, his eyes were mildly reddish, his lips were red, he had long hands towards up to the knees. His voice, even as a baby, was like Dundubi, such grave and beautiful sound. Then Kaikeyi gave birth to Bharat at the time of Pushya Nakshatra and Meena Lagna. And Sumitra gave birth to Lakshman and Shatrughna. The both of them were born at the same time. At Ashlesha Nakshatra in Karka Lagna, and Sun being in the highest position in the chart. Gandharva sang songs. Apsaras danced in the sky. Devatas showered flowers from the sky and played their instruments like Dundubi and danced in ecstasy. Ayodhya was filled with people on all roads. There was no place to move. And it is said that as soon as Lord Ram was born, Dasharatha actually showered all jewels to all the poor people. So all the road was filled with jewels everywhere. And there were people coming dressed up nicely. He had ordered to sprinkle scented waters everywhere, to distribute sweets everywhere. Everybody was decorated themselves. Every house had flowers and different auspicious things hanging on their doorstep to commemorate the beautiful appearance day of Lord Ram. Prabhu Ramchandra ki! And suddenly, Dasharatha picks up Lord Ram and starts walking away. He doesn't tell anything to anybody. Straight walks away, and everybody suddenly sees there's a big geed. What is it called, geed? Vulture. White colored big vulture whose head is touching the sky in the clouds. It's like a huge mountain. And nobody wants to see a vulture on the auspicious time. Seeing a vulture having darshan of a vulture is very inauspicious. Or the times of weddings or any auspicious events. Here, Dasharatha Maharaj is getting the sun, not only one, four suns are born on such auspicious constellation, and everything is so beautiful and jubilant. At that time, we see a Gid at the outskirts of Ayodhya, and we see Dasharatha very mysteriously picking up Lord Ram, the most beautiful of all four, the most attractive, giving pleasure to everybody's heart. Everybody was so happy and blissful, just beholding the beautiful baby form of Lord Ram, and suddenly he starts walking away. And he walks straight, nobody even dares to ask question, just walks straight through the crowd and goes all the way outskirts of Ayodhya and meets with Jatayu, who is the vulture sitting there. He says, Jatayu, this is my promise to you, I had done to you. Whenever I will get son, I will get a child, I will offer it to you. Now you'll ask, what is the story behind it? What happened? The story in short is like this, that Dasharatha's kingdom and Dasharatha's rule and Dasharatha's glories are also explained before, you know, Narad Muni in Valmiki Ramayana describes about Lord Ram and glories of Ramayana. How Dasharatha was, you know, it is said that many, many years, even if there is drought, there was a arrangement of management where people even would not feel that there was drought. So much water will be reserved underground. People not even realize also that there was no rains, if at all. There were such arrangements were there, emergency arrangements. Many, many glories are given, but one glory I will tell you that Shani would not have his kaal in Ayodhya. There is a cycle of all dashas, and one Shani dasha also comes. Then Shani Mahadasha comes, and then there is Antardasha, and many things are there in astrology. And everybody is scared of Shani. By the way, Shani is a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Such a renounced and pure devotee of Lord Krishna. And he is blessed with a blessing to give devotion to Krishna, whoever asks him for that. By the way, nobody goes to ask Shani for what. They only say, Maharaj, ye tel le lo, hamare upar vakradushti mat karo. Don't look at us in a angled vision, like vakradushti. That's the only thing people go him for. There's a big temple in Kokilavan of Shani Dev. But nobody knows him as a great devotee and a person who can bless us with devotion to Lord Krishna. Anyways, so Shani Dev, the kingdom was so pure that Shani Dev could not have his kaal affecting Ayodhya. And many cycles of the dashas passed by and Shani Dev didn't come because of the glory of Dasharatha. And one day he thought, enough of this, you know, I have to go once to Ayodhya to have my kaal and my effect. So he started coming. As soon as the news came, Shani is coming to, you know, influence Ayodhya Dham. At that time, Dasharatha also said, come on everybody, take your weapons, we'll all fight with Shani, not let him come in Ayodhya. And there was a great war in the skies with Divyastras. It was for a long time, demigods were like holding the breath, they were watching this great fight, and Dasharatha was so valiant, so chivalrous that he gave equal combat to Shani Dev. And finally, in the skies when they were fighting, Shani Dev hit him with one weapon to the chest, and Dasharatha Maharaj got unconscious and started falling down from the skies, from the chariot, down to the ground. And that time, Jatayu spread his wings and flew faster than the power of gravity and caught him on these wings. He was also watching the war, and he was at that time a young man, young bird. At the time of Ravana, he was 60,000 year old, you know, old bird, but at this time he was young. So he could fly downwards more than the gravitational force and could catch Dasharatha at the right time and very beautifully brought him to the ground and nursed him, Shushrusha, and brought him back to consciousness. Dasharatha rose shoutingly, where am I? Why you brought me over here? Where is Shani Dev? Take me over there. And in brief he explained what happened and how I saved you. He said, no, okay, we'll discuss about that later on. Please take me back. And immediately brought him back and his chariot, he rode the chariot and he said, Savdhan! Shani Dev was like surprised. One who is hit by my weapon, has fallen unconscious, has got the guts and courage to come back again, challenge me. He said, war is over. I bless you, I will never come here. such a beautiful pastime actually. An appreciation, recognition of the glory of Dasharatha. Dasharatha was so happy that He could do what he wanted to do and he saved his kingdom. He was not proud because he could impress Shani. He was happy that I saved my kingdom and my kinsmen from the influence of Shani. At that time he promised, I don't have any children, but Jatayu, you have saved me at right opportune time. Whenever I will get progeny, I will get a son or a daughter, whatever, I will offer him or her to you. And Raghukul ki ye reet chali aayi, praan jai par vachan na jai. You can imagine after such 60,000 years of life, he is getting the most, we call a precious baby in the medical terms, precious baby. These are all precious and most precious four babies he got. And he had no hesitation, he remembered his word. And in the middle of all joy, he went to fulfill his word. So what Jatayu said, see, I am a bird, I am a vulture. I do not know how to raise human children. So, you raise my son. Now, he took him in the hand. He said, now, you please raise my son. When he grows up, I will come to take him again. And then Dasharatha again takes Lord Ram, baby Ram, in his hand and walks all the way inside the kingdom in the middle of all crowd who were like surprised. Where you went, my dear king? And he came inside and told the story to everybody. And thus, the celebration of Lord Ram's birth again resumed in the course of time. They all, Marathi mein bolte na ki jeev bhandyat padla. They are like, oof, my God, we thought we lost Lord Ram, you know. The heart, the jewel of our heart, within few moments he has captured our heart. We lost him in moments time, like this, the Devaki, you know, apparently lost Krishna in few minutes. He had to give up Sri Krishna to somewhere else. But they again were happy and then again the celebrations began. And then Suta, Magadha and Bandi Janas, Srila Prabhupada also explains in Krishna's appearance past Nandotsav, how these different people, like Sutas will describe the glory of the king of the past, what indeed in the past. Magadhas will describe the glory of the king of the present, what how glorious he is now. And Bandi Janas will describe many other glories of the kingdom. And all of them are supposed to come and sing in the glory of the Lord, of the king, when auspicious occasions come. And Dasharatha donated millions and millions of cows and jewels to all the Brahmins, all the singers, all the beggars, all the people who were all poor, unprivileged, underprivileged. Roads were filled with jewel. And there was feast given of many, many wonderful items to every single person in the feast, in the Ayodhya. Millions and millions upon millions of people were fed sumptuously all over, with all the great personalities in the kingdom of Ayodhya. And then there was supposed to be, you know, Sawyer. Sawyer means when either death takes place or birth takes place. There is some days of observance of some vrata. We don't go to temple, we don't do deity worship. That is called as Sawyer when auspicious things happen. When death happens, it's called Sutaka. But anyway, the Ramayana tells, Kshatriyasya Dvadashakam Sutakam. They should at least keep 12 days of observance of vrata. So, technically on 13th day after Lord Ram's appearance, the Namakaran Vidhi was done. Vasishtha Muni gathered all the great sages who were advisors and Maharshi Vasishtha gave the eldest son name as Ram. Jai Sri Ram! Then he gave Kaikeyi's son the name Bharat and Sumitra's two sons were named as Lakshman and Shatrughna. It is explained that Shatrughna name was given because Shatrughna also conquered all his attachments for personal sense gratification and dedicated all that energy to Bharat in his service to Lord Ram. Sri Ram was as effulgent as Kulad Dhaja Pataka. It is said that when a king walks and he has a pataka, he is supposed to be very effulgent. As effulgent the king is, the pataka, the flag is also effulgent, epicting the glory of that particular king. He was as effulgent as the pataka of the Kuladhvaja. He was as dear and as popular as Lord Brahma in all the kingdom of Ayodhya. He was very, very popular and he was as beautiful as spotless moon. He became very expert in all the martial arts, riding horses, elephants, bow and arrow. He was very, very chivalrous and he was expert. He became expert in bow and arrow, Dhanurvidya. But all the time, he was constantly engaged in serving his dear father Dasharatha. It was very specifically mentioned again and again. He was specific and very much dedicated in service to his father. His father was also especially and extraordinarily attached to the eldest son. It is also explained in childhood pastimes in different places that right from small age, Lord Ram was very mature, very compromising, very adjusting and very kind to everybody around him. For example, one time then all of them were playing childhood games, plays, and they were shooting stones and taking out mangoes. So I throw a mango and one mango falls and then you also throw and you say, no, this is my stone, your stone. And many mangoes will fall and they'll claim, this is my mango, this is my mango, this is my stone hit. So there's confusion and there's a dispute. So Lord Ram will consciously give all his mangoes and divide amongst everybody else and say, this is all your mangoes and satisfy everybody. So one small example I'm giving. In every single smallest of things, Lord Ram was always giving in to others and making them happy and not looking after his own enjoyment even as a child. He grew up as a most mature leader of everybody around him. Even in the Gurukul of Vasishtha also he was the best student. He won the hearts of everybody by his most beautiful qualities. And most among them was the sacrifice and the adjustment and compromise and giving up for everybody else's pleasure. Lakshman grew up as very, very attached to Lord Ram. He was immersed in Lord Ram's seva. So, coming back to this verse, Tavasmin, anyway, I'll tell you a few stories, because there's not much description of Bal Leela of Lord Ram. Few things we have read from different scriptures, where Lord Ram's maturity and love for his brothers and other people were shown. It is said that the Ayodhya Vasis were in so much love with Lord Ram that they couldn't pass a day without seeing Lord Ram. They were constantly hovering around the palace of Dasharath constantly just to have a glimpse of Lord Ram. Lord Ram was so kind, he always beat them. There was no hierarchy or no hesitation. He would come and mix with them. He became the lovable jewel of the heart of all the Ayodhya Vasis, which they proved when Lord Ram was about to be sent to exile. They all said, we will leave Ayodhya. We will not stay in Ayodhya. What is the meaning of Ayodhya? Ayodhya is meaningful when you are there. Ayodhya has meaning as Ayodhya when you, Lord Ram, is there. Wherever you go, Ayodhya is there. So we don't want to stay in this deserted Ayodhya. We want to go and stay with you wherever Ayodhya will be manifesting. And all, it is said, old people who couldn't even walk, they rose up from their houses. Old people, sick people, ladies, babies, young men alike, they all got up, left their positions, house, everything, wherever it was, started walking with him. He was saying, no, we don't need to come. They walked with him, no, we will stay with you in the forest. If you eat Kandamul, we will eat Kandamul. If you stay, walk barefoot, we will come back, walk barefoot. If you wear tree bark, we will wear tree bark. I mean, this kind of sacrifice in the hearts of people is not ordinary, you know. He was not popular by a vote or some supply he was giving them. It was simply love and affection and the care that he showed to all the Ayodhya Vasis, which made them feel ki we will not live without you. And only we will live if you are there around us. And finally Lord tricked them and early morning, before the dawn, he went away. They were so much in separation. They all again came when Bharat came to coronate Lord Ram. Anyway, so when he grew up, he was so beautiful, he became 12 years old. He was just about to finish his training at Vasishtha in all the 18 Vidyas. And there came Vishwamitra Muni. Vishwamitra Muni is Brahma Rishi. A great personality, constantly immersed in the memory of the Lord. And he was greatly welcomed and worshipped by Dasharatha Maharaj, offered his throne to him, washed his feet, did arati, glorified him. All the sages who were advisors of Dasharatha Maharaj like Jabali and Vasishtha, they all were there in the assembly of worshipping of Vishwamitra Muni. And after worshipping him on his own with great joy and happiness of receiving a sadhu, Dasharatha Maharaj says that, Maharaj, please order me. What is your desire? I am here. I am Raghuvanshi. By the way, I forgot to tell you, our Srimati Radharani is also born in Raghuvansha. Hare Krishna. I'll tell you that later on. Hare Krishna. That gives us great pride. Hare Krishna. So, I am the heir of Raghu Vamsha. Promise you, that anything you demand, including my life, I'll offer you in service. Please order me. And then after all this thing, Vishwamitra starts speaking. He said, I have taken one vrata to acquire many siddhis, and in that vrata, I am performing a fire sacrifice, many fire sacrifices for a long time. It's a time scheduled activity. And this Marij and Subahu, the son of Sunda and Upasunda, they are disturbing us. They are throwing stool and urine and all inauspicious things in our fire sacrifice. And we have struggled a lot to avoid them, and somehow lot of obstacles they have put up, and they have disturbed our thing, but still we come to almost an end, but now they have disturbed us so much that we can't even proceed also. And you know, you may wonder that you are all powerful, you can give one curse to him, finish them off. He said, I cannot give any curse when I am under vrata of performing a fire sacrifice. And by the way, why should I fight with the aggressors? It is duty of Kshatriya. I am supposed to come to you and request you, please do this, do the needful with these Rakshasas. And then he says the thunderbolt like words, I want your Lord Ram, your son Ram, to accompany me, because I am very confident that he will destroy these demons. It is explained that Vishwamitra Muni had complete realization that this Lord Ram is Vishnu himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, incarnated to destroy all the demons, including Ravan. So, till that time everything was fine, and then suddenly Dasharath fell unconscious. And he just couldn't bear the thought of, it is said that he was requesting to have Lord Ram only for 9 days. This also I came to know. It's only a small period of time. But he was unable to take Ram off his eyes for a moment also. Throughout the 24 hours of the day. He was so much attached to Lord Ram. He says, he told, then this scene became very, very intense actually. My God. Suddenly everything was so fine, auspicious. Suddenly our king is unconscious. Now what will happen? So they somehow get him to consciousness, and then he stands up and says, my Lord, you tell me, I will come with all my Akshavahini senas, all the ever victorious senas which have fought with Chani. I will come and follow your order. You tell me about these things. Who are they? Whose sons are they? What powers they have? Describe to me. I will strategize. I will take in strategy all things. I will lead the army. And I will stand by you 24/7. I will day and night without blinking my eyes, without sleeping. I'll stand there till my last breath and last drop of blood, and protect your king, your yagya, and destroy these two demons. He said, no. He said, tell me more about this if you feel I am not confident. And he said, they are the messengers of Ravana. And as soon as Dasharath heard the name of Ravana, he started trembling. It's Ravana. That Ravan who is blessed by Brahma, who is terrorizing everybody in the whole Brahmanda, not Prithvi. 14 planets are terrorized by Ravan. All the Yakshas, Kinnaras, and I heard even Ramaraj had to retreat one day. That Ravan, I can't even face. My Lord, please forgive me. I don't have any daring and courage to come in front of Ravan. And you are telling about taking my beautiful, young, komal son in front of these demons, and then finally Ravan. It's impossible. My Lord, please forgive me. I cannot give my Lord Ram to you in any case. I will come still and give my life up. But I will not send my Lord, my son. So then it is said that Vishwamitra Muni got very angry. His anger trembled the whole Brahmanda, beginning with earth. And everybody became so terrorized by the anger and red eyes. And he said, okay, you promised me yourself that you would fulfill every word and order that I give, and now you are becoming a disgrace to your Raghuvamsha, all the glory that you have. Enjoy yourself in your kingdom with all this disgrace. I am leaving. If you don't want to serve, I will see how to get it done. Immediately Vasishtha came to rescue. He said, Dasharath, what are you doing? All your punya karmas, all your devotional service, you are going to lose at a stroke of your life with this one desire. One statement that you are making, one unwillingness, one disobedience, will destroy, you know, Vishwamitra Muni, how powerful he is. And by the way, have faith, Vishwamitra Muni is going to bless your son with unlimited blessings and powers. It is not a bad bargain. You will come to know, your son will come victorious, at the same time will come back with so many astras, shastras and blessings of Vishwamitra. So there was it was a very tense situation. And then finally Dashrath said, okay, fine. Gurudev, if you are saying, and I have faith in your words, and because Vishwamitra Muni had full faith, he was fully realized soul regarding Lord Ram as the Supreme Lord. But Dashrath's glory was, he was in Vatsalya Ras, completely overwhelmed. He was seeing him as a young, small baby. He can't even lift a sword, can't even raise the bow and arrow. He can't even ride the horse. He's so komal. He's not even had even one combat in life up till now. There's no practice also. I mean, no, there's no war. Even small war also is not fought. This is the first endeavor. And he is going to fight with Marich and Subahu, who are the messengers of Ravan. My God, he was overwhelmed. But they were fully realized. They knew. So then with their consent and with their faith that they showed, he agreed that Lord Ram should go. Lord Ram was very peacefully hearing all the discussion. Very silently watching when is the time to go. As soon as green signal was given, Lord Ram immediately came. Lakshman immediately followed him. He said, if you are going, I am also going with you. So Vishwamitra said, fine, you can also come. And then they both left. It is said on the way only, Dashrath of course cried like anything, but he had some assurance from his guru. So as soon as they left the kingdom, with few steps on the road, immediately Vishwamitra blessed both the brothers with some boons of some military powers. And then they went to the arena of the yajna and they saw the yajna again began. And Lord Ram in stance of the bow and arrow, Lakshman under the direction, walking to and fro, covering all the arena of the yajna, and guard, standing guard to all these things. Suddenly there were storms of stool and urine from the sky. All the inauspicious things along with stool and urine and dirty things, inauspicious, untouchable things were falling from the ground, and there was clouds and there were darkness and there was so much confusion and fear. So much bad smell was coming and yajna was completely, extinguished. And at that time from the mysterious plane of the clouds appeared Subahu. And there was a fierce battle and then Lord Ram killed Subahu. Prabhu Ramchandra ki! Then Marich came. He was so surprised. Who is this boy? Just mere 12 years old. What strength he has got. So angrily he came. And as soon as Marich, Marich was a very big mystic. Marich had so much of powers by tapasya that he could disappear, appear, and so many weapons, Divyastra. So as soon as he appeared, Lord Ram shot an arrow which threw him away 80,000 yojanas behind in ocean. Now where this is happening? Maybe this is somewhere near Ayodhya actually, in the forest. And ocean is in the south. So 80,000 yojanas he was thrown away by the power of the arrow on the chest. He flew in the sky helplessly and fell in the ocean and he remained unconscious for 6 months. And as soon as he woke up, he retired from his business. He took VRS. Said, no more fighting, no more mystic, no more Divyastra, no more black magic, no more nothing. I just become ascetic and perform sadhana. And just he was so fearful that even if somebody would by mistake utter word Ra for any purpose, he would tremble and tears would flow from his eyes, In whichever direction this word would come, he would like running away from direction also. He was so much afraid. And then that happened. Then the Tadaka Devi came. Tadaka Devi was the lady demon who was the assistant of Ravan. And she was like too incest or insulted by the death of these two demons. So Lord Ram killed her also. He was not very happy to fight with her, but she was so aggressive. She came on her own accord and started destroying the Yajnasthali. Then he had to kill her. Like Lord Krishna was not very willing to kill Putana, but what to do? He had to begin his service. So he closed his eyes and then sucked her breast and killed her. Similarly here also Lord Ram killed Tadaka. And then the Yajnasthali became purified. Again everything was purified. Yajna began, Yajna completed. And then Vishwamitra was so happy with Lord Ram. He blessed him again and again, again and again. And then he said, now my work is over. he completed Yajnapurti was done, Purnahuti was done, he achieved whatever he wanted to achieve. Then he said, I have a desire, you come with me to Janakpuri. Come with me, Mithila. And it is said that when he was walking with him from that place to Janakpuri, they crossed Sarayu. Sarayu or Ganga? They crossed the river. Ganga? Sarayu. But it is explained that Vishwamitra Muni told the whole epic of appearance of Ganga on the material world. All the story from Dilip, Raja Dilip, then Anshuman, then Sagar, and then Dilip and Anshuman, and then finally Bhagirath. All that story, while they were crossing through the boat across, Vishwamitra Muni narrated the whole story of Ganga's appearance. That is there in Ramayana. Very beautiful story. And then when they reached, they entered Mithila. Today Mithila is in Nepal actually, on the eastern side of Nepal. I visited last year in the same month, Janakpuri, Mithila. And the beautiful house, there are 50 kundas. 50 kundas even today also filled with water. Big, big kundas. They were all there from Sita Devi's time. And big palace of Janak Maharaj. Janak Maharaj is one of the Mahajanas. So there, Ramchandra Bhagavan saw Sita Devi plucking flowers. The first meeting. I mean, today there is a forest there where they met, where they first saw each other eye to eye. And Sita Devi felt very shy, looked down, her heart melted with love, flooded with love for Lord Ram. Lord Ram saw her with great love. And next day, they went to the assembly. And in the assembly, there was a big bow, very big bow. Long stories there of that bow, how the bow came to Janak Maharaj. It was Lord Shiva's bow. Am I right? Lord Shiva's bow, and that was a bow used by Lord Shiva in the battle between him and Vishnu. And it is said there was such a battle, you can imagine, when Vishnu and Shiva are with great love or whatever fighting. All kinds of the best weapons will be used, and this both arrows, Vishnu and Shiva, both dhanushas were used. And it is said in between Lord Vishnu did hunkar, like this, you know. With that hunkar, this dhanushya became completely powerless, lusterless, valorless, and then Shiva got defeated. So that bow, which was like made, rendered into powerless bow, was then gifted to Janak Maharaj. In a great sequence it came to him, and Janak Maharaj had kept it as a biggest treasure of his life in his kingdom of Janakpuri. 350 very powerful wrestlers would be needed to pick this up and bring to arena wherever there is festival. This was like a big monumental thing. When a festival is there, then it just has to be somewhere in right, in important position. So, Janak Maharaj had kept a swayambar for his daughter, Sita Devi. And when Sita Devi was small, one time Vishwamitra had come to visit Janakpuri. And he was busy with Janak Maharaj and they were talking. And he had, this bow was kept somewhere, wherever it was kept. So Sita Devi just took the bow, lifted it, started playing with it both the hands, started circling it, and started running with it, you know, moving around with it. So when they came back, they didn't find the bow there. Shivadhanushya, which cannot be lifted by 350 powerful wrestler men, soldiers, which was missing over there. So they went to the terrace searching everywhere, and they saw on the terrace of the palace of Sita Devi, baby Sita, was playing with this Shiva Dhanusha like a toy. So both were very amazed. Vishwamitra Muni and Janak Maharaj. My God, what power this girl has. What transcendental power this girl has. Now how to find a husband for her? Kya karenge abhi? All the men who have daughters, they have only one anxiety. How to get daughter married? They cherish this anxiety all throughout their life till daughter is married. I can tell you with my experience. But by the mercy of the Lord, everything goes well in the course of time. So they said that at least a person who can lift this bow and put a string on that and stretch it, pratyancha, at least that much powerful husband should be there. Otherwise it's a disgrace to this girl. Somebody cannot do it. So then they declared with discussion that, okay, whoever comes and lifts this bow and ties a string to that and pulls this string and like strings it, you know, makes sound of that, he will be the husband of my daughter, and she will wear Vijayamala to him and accept him as husband. And it is said that so many kings came, including Ravan also, to win the hand of Sita Devi, because her beauty and her glories were famous all over the Brahmanda. Everybody was allured by her. So everybody came one by one, and big Maharathis who were so confident that I will lift it by left hand, they could not even lift by two hands, and they were sweating and they had so many problems when they were able to not even move it. And it was so disgraced and ashamed. And many kings came, hundreds of them came, and all were unable to do. Then all 100 came together one time and decided that this is a plot to insult all of us. This is not Swayamvar. King Janak has become so arrogant and so proud that he has put such a prana for his daughter Swayamvar. He wants to bring everybody at his doorstep and insult them and send them away. Now we will show a good lesson to this Janak Maharaj. So all of them came together and attacked Janakpuri. It is said for one full year, Janak Maharaj was simply fighting a war with all these people. Complication of Swayamvar. Sequelae. Results of all his... Such was the glory of this Dhanusha and the Swayamvar. And in that background scenario, here comes Lord Ram and Lakshman and Vishwamitra Muni to the kingdom of Janaka. And then they were glorified, they were worshipped. Vishwamitra Muni, they were given asanas. And Sita Devi saw him from distance. Heart was melting. She came with Vijayamala sitting in the Jharukha. And Lord Ram looked at Vishwamitra. And Vishwamitra nodded. Yes, please go. Nobody ever before had done that. Before they came to lift this bow, they never offered obeisances to their predecessors. And none of them offered obeisances to that Dhanusha also. The Lord Ram was the first person who first took blessings from his guru, who is accompanying him, bowed down to him, took his blessings, and first went and bowed down to the bow, and then circumambulated that bow. And with great respect, within a fraction of a second, before anybody blinked their eyes, he lifted it by left hand. Within a fraction of a second, he stringed it, and he did the, what do you call that? Tanatkar. And that sound penetrated even Brahmanda covering and went beyond Brahmanda. Went all the way to Viraja River. And everybody felt in Swargalokas that has time of Pralaya come? What is this sound coming? Everybody, they caused fear in the hearts of everybody, equal with demons and demigods. They were thinking, what is this sound? Is Pralaya coming very close? Your life is coming to end. And then, as soon as that happened, Sita Devi came down and garlanded Lord Sri Ram. Prabhu Sri Ram ki! Sita Ram ki! Sita Ram viva ki! With great glory, Dasharath was called by Janak Maharaj, and Dasharath Maharaj immediately left from Ayodhya with millions of soldiers, elephants, and millions upon cows and jewelry. It took about 7 days for them to reach Janakpuri. And then they were received millions of people come, then you can't take them in your house. He had already built a big area and a city he built within no time to accommodate all the kings and all the friends, all the soldiers, all the horses, all the cows, all the elephants, everything were beautifully arranged. They were received nicely with great respect. On the way only Dasharath was distributing millions of cows to Brahmanas. So much happiness. The message went from Janakpuri with the messenger that your son has won the hand of Sita. And he reached there. And there had discussion. And the discussion, many more glorious things came up. The discussion concluded that the other daughter, Urmila Devi, should get married with Lakshmana, Lord Lakshman. And then Janak Maharaj had a friend whose name was Kushadhwaja. And he had two daughters. So they decided his two daughters will marry Bharat and Shatrughna also. And thus the great matching was done in the assembly of great stages. And on the opportune day, the marriage of Sita Devi with Ram, Urmila with Lakshman, and the two queens, two daughters of Kushadhwaja got married with Bharat and Shatrughna. And then they started moving I think we'll take 5 more minutes. Started moving, going back to Ayodhya with great joy. The Brahmanas were singing songs, chanting mantras. Things were so auspicious. Everybody was so happy, joyous to see the beautiful divine couple. Even beholding them was giving joy of lifetime in the hearts of everybody. They were so happy. And suddenly, some inauspicious omens came. And Dasharatha Maharaj immediately consulted Vasishtha. What is this? What is happening? So he said, he technically explained, when you are seeing some inauspicious omen, I am also seeing some deers going on the other side. So this inauspicious thing will be a temporary thing. It will be ending in a very beautiful auspicious thing. And very soon, as they were discussing and concluding the discussion, a roaring sound came. And there appeared Parshuram. How he appeared there? Because the sound of that bow, which Lord Ramchandra strung and, you know, made sound of, that disturbed him in Mahendra Parvat. He was very angry. So who is that person who has daring and courage to do this? And by the way, I forgot to mention to you, that bow was broken actually. When Lord Ram strung it, it just broke, and that made even bigger sound. And that disturbed, that breaking sound disturbed Mahendra Parvat, and the Parshuram is sitting on Mahendra Parvat. So he came very angrily to challenge that person, to see that person, to, you know, chastise that person. He came. Who is that boy? Who has the courage? Who has broken that Shiva Dhanusha? So Lord Ramchandra came in front. It's me, my Lord. Said, what is the glory of that Dhanusha? That was like made into lusterless condition by Vishnu's humkar. If you are a real chivalrous person, I have a bow of Lord Vishnu, which is not rendered into lusterless condition. It's still as powerful as it was. If you are a real chivalrous person, show me by lifting this bow, stringing it and making the sound of that. Lord Ram said, I am your servant, my Lord. As much angry Parshuram was and how aggressively he was talking, that much proportionately humbler and humbler was Lord Ram. He was going on shouting and chastising, and Lord Ram was very humbly folded hands, he approached and very effortlessly lifted that bow and made sound of that bow also. At that time, immediately Parshuramji fell at the feet of Lord Ram. Because Lord Parshuram was told when he appeared that whenever you will feel utterly powerless in front of some person in your life, in your whole lifetime, you will come across many people, you will not feel lusterless, you will be very powerful, you will be most powerful to destroy everybody. But one point of time will come where you will face a person and you will feel that all the power in you is going away, you are getting discharged. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, you surrender and give up your mission of your life, what you have come for, and go back into pure meditation. So immediately understood. Because actually when he was shouting also, he was understanding that all his power, luster was going away. He was realizing that. It was like concluded very powerfully that when he lifted the bow and made sound of that. So he surrendered to him, glorified Lord Ram, begged forgiveness for being arrogant. And Lord Ram showed him Chaturbhuja Vishnu Rupa Darshana. He revealed himself as Vishnu only to Parshuramji. And then Parshuramji with great satisfaction, great bliss, went back to Mahendra Parvat. And we will end here at the story of the wedding of Lord Ram and Sita. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. So let us use this day to pray to the Lord with full concentration, giving up desires for sanctity gratification, chanting the holy name of Lord Ram. By chanting the name of Lord Ram, we will be freed from all anxieties which we are worried about. All of us are filled with anxieties. Our life is endangered with so many miseries and sufferings and unexpected events which we don't want to go through. But such auspicious days, for example, on Tritiya of this month, first Paksha, was the appearance of Matsya Avatar. Shashti of this month was appearance of Yamuna Devi on this earth. Naomi of this month is Lord Ramchandra's appearance. And Purnima of this month is Hanuman Jayanti. In India and Bharatvarsha there is no dearth of festivals. One after another festivals. You end one festival, you start preparing for another one. There is no scope in between for getting depression or frustration or, you know, psychiatric problems. Indian culture is like that. There was no psychiatrist before here. Now, because we are becoming westernized, psychiatrists have a big role to play now. So we are so fortunate, and I forgot to mention to you about Radharani, that Radharani has taken birth in Surya Vamsha as Lord Ramchandra. And there was a king, Dilip, who made some mistake, who cured the mistake, then he gave birth to Dilip, and Dilip gave birth to Raghu, in the Vamsha, Raghu came. And that Raghu Vamsha is where Lord Ramchandra came. And in that Vamsha, later on, Rasanga Raja appeared, and Rasanga Raja established Barsana as the kingdom of him. And then in that Vamsha, Vrishabhanu Maharaj appeared along with his 8 brothers and became the king of Barsana. So Radharani is Raghu Vamshi, and Sri Krishna is Chandra Vamshi, Hare Krishna. So we are very fortunate in Bharatvarsha to have taken birth in Bharatvarsha. Life is very auspicious, and we are blessed with events such like this, appearance of Lord and his devotees, and great events are taking place, so that if we lose one, second one is available. If we lose one, third one is available. But the point is that continuously in Satatya Purna Stiti, we should be immersed in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Chanting should not become just a process of mechanical recitation. It should become calling, sambodhan, pukar, so that we connect with the Lord every day and derive the mercy that is available. On the day of appearance of Lord Ram is extraordinarily merciful to everybody who approaches him. Today is the day to stand in front of the Lord and say, Tava Asmiti, I am yours, my Lord. I, with conscious heart, with full alertness, I make the statement, my Lord, I am yours. Please accept me. And he has given promise that he will accept us, make us free of all anxieties, and save us from greatest dangers, and ultimately take us back home, back to Godhead. Prabhu Ramchandra Bhagavan ki. And this is also true about Gaur Nithai. This is also true about Radha Krishna. This is also true about all the forms of Lord. It's not that only Ram is doing this. Ram is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, even in the Gaur Purnima in Vrindavan, this was mentioned that, please go to Lord Gauranga and tell, Tava Asmiti, I am yours, my Lord. He will accept you as his own and deliver you from the sufferings of birth and death and make you his own. Apanara Boli. So, please request Lord today. Please make us yours. Make us your servants. Make us your family members. Accept us as your own, my Lord. And make our life successful. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. So, shall we end here or we should have questions? We'll end here. Thank you very much. Hari Bol, everybody.
Hare Krishna. There are a few announcements. Tulsi Books presents a 2-day seminar, Realigning Inner and Outer Worlds, based on Ramayana, The Game of Life, by His Grace Shubhavilas Prabhu. Topics for day 1, that is 30th